Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
You've heard us talk about David Femininio, injury attorney deluxe. Well, just listen to some of the results David has delivered for his clients. $3.5 million, $5 million, how about $11.5 million? Almost enough to cover Ohio State's NIL. You need an attorney that'll fight relentlessly for you. Call and speak to David right now by calling 855-65-CRASH. Go to that website anytime at getdavidgetpaid.com.
All right, 5 o'clock. Good to have you with us. Odyssey.com Rewind. You missed anything. David, you have a little bit of, and I don't get all excited, people, but David has a little bit of light breaking news. Yes. What do you have?
Yeah, I don't need to go with the sounder or anything, but.
No. It's not that kind of breaking news.
Brian Branch spoke to the media today, and he has issued an apology for flipping the double birds to the Green Bay Packer crowd. He says, "That's not something I wanted to show or want people to notice me as that. That was just the heat of the moment for me, and I apologize to everyone who's seen it." And I have a problem with him issuing this apology because of exactly what he's with something exactly what he said in his apology. It was the heat of the moment. It is sports. When you play sports, you are emotional. Things happen. You got kicked out. You were emotional. I don't need an apology from that. I just need you to acknowledge that in your head and say, all right, maybe I shouldn't do that next time. I don't need an apology from that.
Did you see the second part of his statement?
The second part?
I picked that up when I heard the sermon at Greater Life as David Hull was up there.
Stop it.
David, here's why. No. Here's why you can't do that. You're a team leader, okay? You won this game. But you can't let your emotions get the best of you on the field. Imagine if this is a playoff game and you just got another 15 yards tacked on because you did that. That's where you hurt your team. You're a team leader. Be a leader. Okay? Lead by example. I'm not saying you got to be perfect out there, but you're Brian. You can't just go around flipping off the crowd, hurting your team. You won, so it didn't matter. But imagine if it was a game and that cost you because you're going up against the Chiefs and you just gave Mahomes another first down and they scored.
Let me offer something. I want to find a middle ground between you two. In a lot of ways, the Lions are becoming the wrestling heel. I would need Kenny here to like highlight specifically, like the only time I can remember it would be like the Hulk Hogan deal where he went over to the other place and his beard went black all of a sudden and he wore white sunglasses.
Ryan Day.
Yes, where Hulk Hogan became Ryan Day in a bandana. But like the Lions are villains. I mean, they've worn the sweatshirt. I mean, Amon Ra shows up to the game in a Green Bay Sucks sweatshirt and then he's dealing with fans flipping him off and he's blowing kisses. I mean, in some ways, isn't Brian Branch just taking on the identity of the very team he plays for? Look, no, I don't think it's right to flip off, I'm not going to say innocent people, because fans say abhorrent things. Fans are largely animals. But there is a middle ground here where I've lost the expectation of the Lions being good guys or, oh, they're just a nice group of people. No, the Lions want to show up at your house and burn it down with you in it. So that edge, look, think about this, right? Only the really good teams get away with crap like this, whether it's running trick plays, running it up, putting up 50. Hell, they tried to run a trick play on Green Bay up 17. They do whatever they want because they're good. It's just like the old school Raiders. The Raiders were fun and villainous because they were also awesome. Mm-hmm. You're awesome. Brian Branch is embodying what you've built. So I can't, I don't want to sound like a hypocrite, but maybe I am. I can't get bent out of shape by what Branch did because that's basically who you really are as a team. That's who you are.
Mike, it is, but it's
God,
not.
God, I sound so bad, Rico. I feel terrible.
It's not because you can't give the other team an additional 15 yards because of you. Because it's no longer about team. It's now about you. It's like the guy who scores a touchdown but celebrates before he crosses the goal line and fumbles it.
But what I'm saying is it's only the conversation about apologizing. I'm never going to tell you it's right when you cost yourself 15. I'm saying I don't need him to apologize because, frankly, this is what the Lions are. They're bad boys, man. They will come to your town, kick your ass, and steal your lunch. They'll go into your refrigerator, take the last cold beverage.
No, you're right, because a lot of people are now saying they're the cheap shot artists, and they try to hurt you and injure you.
All right, let me ask you this question. When they were at their zenith, did Miami ever apologize for anything in college football?
Nope.
Then why should Brian Branch? Now, it's not a vis-a-vis comparison. Clearly, it's 40 years ago, but I'm just making the point. You're good, and you can talk it because you walk it. If you're edgy and you want to roll into someone else's stadium and body their fans, what am I going to say? No, I wish you wouldn't flip off the fans. And I'm not going to do this clutching of pearls. Oh, my God, there were children of the stands.
No.
Man, children shouldn't be in an NFL game, quite frankly. But I don't need him to apologize. I don't need him to do that again, but I don't need him to apologize. Because he's not sorry. He's only sorry because he got caught. And that's okay.
Thank you.
I think he's sorry because he... You know what? I could have hurt the team.
Can I ask a question?
Where I'm coming from.
Rico, can I ask another question? Are there FanDuel odds? Is David actually Christian? 248.
No.
I mean, hold on. Why am I defending a pastor who has just openly said he doesn't care if someone flips off opposing fans? Shouldn't you be the one admonishing me?
No, I did not say I love him doing that. I said the apology isn't necessary. No, I don't want him. I don't want any player doing that. There are people in the crowd. I don't need that. But
is there evidence of Jesus doing that at a gathering at any point?
But he did it. He did it for a reason.
Like, I turned the water into wine. You complained that it wasn't Merlot. He flipped off Paul the Apostle. No? You sure? That's not in Revelations anywhere?
No, not at all.
Okay. Just making sure.
Just don't need the apology. That's all.
248-539-9797. Where's Kenny at on this? Because Kenny's King Lions. And Kenny has the lowest standards out of all of us. So would assume.
No, I don't have a I don't have a problem with the apology. I think maybe a team captain like Anzalone pulled him aside and said, "Hey, buddy, you're going to get a fine if you don't apologize. You don't have to mean it." And I'm with you, Mike. I don't think he meant it. And I'm certainly not pro flip the crowd off.
You sure?
I'm not, but David, I can't speak for it. You know, he's flipped me off multiple times this week.
Well, that's currency with us.
Well, yeah, of course.
Oh, dude, David did it to an old lady when she fell asleep during the sermon. He just went right with the bird. It was unbelievable.
Like is that how he said Booth?
What a story that was.
Doesn't he have Booth? A God Be Gotten shirt with a middle finger on it?
Hey,
right. It's actually the cross, but it's two middle fingers.
No.
In all seriousness, though, like Branch is one of my favorite players because he has an edge, and I'm not upset. I'm more like, all right, can we not try to paralyze another human being on the field? And yes, let's watch the double birds, but I don't need the apology because, in essence, I've embraced that the Lions are villains. You only attain villain status when you're good. No one's ever worried about a team that's ass. They only talk about the great teams as villains or bad dudes when they're really good. So I've just leaned into it a little bit. This is who they are. They're going to talk it.
No, you're right. Because think about it. Everybody and their mother can tell you whenever the Chiefs get a favorable call, oh, of course, the NFL wants the Chiefs to win all the games all the time because they're good. They don't need it, but they're good. But we watch.
David, what do you got on Ticket Text? What are the early reviews of Pastor David saying it's okay what Brian Branch did?
Oh my gosh! Screw that noise. Sports sucks now because they've taken the emotion out of it. Go ahead and do it again, Brian. Okay. I'm not saying that. That's a Ticket Texter. Wow. Do you guys understand the villain shirts yet? I love what he did. Don't apologize. Okay.
Well, considering I just defended it, I'd like you to not speak to me that way. Thank you.
Completely agree with Mike on this one. Don't need an apology. Be who you are. Try not to cost the team points or yards, though.
That's right.
And that's where I'm coming from.
I'll be honest with you. Like, doing a bunch of dumb stuff on social media that ends up in the papers angers me more than if you just flip off the fans. I know that makes no sense, but at least one of them's in the office. The other one is on your personal time. I don't know. I just can't. I've gotten to a point in my life I can't get bent out of shape about stuff like that.
No. Yeah, but one costs you 15 yards. And that's
truth.
That's where I'm wrong. You can't do that. Because if you do it and you're a captain, you're a leader, you're telling everybody else you can, and you could lose your composure. You're going for the number one seed overall. You're trying to win a Super Bowl. Don't do anything stupid to hold yourself back. So,
I think I get more upset about the mouthpiece.
Don't even get me started.
Okay. Good talk.
I honestly just want to walk out there and just slap it out of his helmet. Like, either you wear this thing or you take it off.
Well, as long as you issue an apology afterwards, then fine.
Yeah, well.
When are you going to apologize to Sister Mildred?
Stop it.
Take a text. And then we'll get to the callers.
Terrible
Sorry,
take
guys.
By David. Emotion does not absolve you from accountability. Good for him.
Yeah, but okay, but what's the real accountability? Who was pining and demanding the apology? See, when you do something really wrong, that then the apology is there. This is just not something I care. He didn't haul off and suplex a child. Like, I don't know anyone following this game, and now it's Wednesday, that has even brought up Brian Branch should apologize. Here's my column. Like, no one. So I don't need that kind of apology. Just do your thing. Just don't make a habit of it.
You know, Brian Branch should apologize to Green Bay as soon as Harbaugh apologizes for cheating.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
All right, straight to the people. Brian Branch apology. I didn't need it. I mean, I don't need him flipping people off, but I also don't need a apology 3 days later that I don't really think he's sorry for. And frankly, they play a sport of violence. And yeah, if you ever heard the way players talk to each other on the field, there'd be an apology every 5 seconds. Okay, let's go to Steve 97.1. Stevie, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, how you doing, Mike, Rico, David?
Excellent.
Hey, how's everybody doing this evening?
Excellent, man. What's on your mind?
So if you think about it, that was roughly 2 years ago that Brad Holmes did the interview with the villain hoodie on. I feel like this was always a part of the plan. Maybe not necessarily flipping the crowd off, but to be widely disliked for being good. Mike, to go to what you said, it's simply about No one cares about bad teams. Who cares? Nope. You're bad. We don't care what you're doing. When you're good, there are expectations, realistic and unrealistic, planted upon you, especially behaviorally, and it simply is what it is. He did what he did. That is done. It's over. And like you said, nobody's even brought it up, because why would they? That is a part of what the game is. How many times has somebody flipped the crowd off and the camera simply just didn't catch it?
Right. No, and again, Steve, I want to make sure I'm clear. No, I don't want them doing it every week. And I'm not telling you, Rico's right. Like, it's not a great idea. But the post-haste, it's like, I'd rather the team just not apologize. No, this is what we're going to do. You're going to talk that mess to me? Well, here's what's going to happen. You know, and I think they've got a real attitude about them. And I view them as highly villainous. Now, that's a compliment because they're awesome. But no, make no mistake, people hate you. And that's just roll with it. They hate you because you're stealing their girl.
That's a part of it. That is what we're here for. We're not here to be liked. We're here to get this first Super Bowl in franchise history.
That's right. And you don't care about you're not making friends. So no, I'm okay with it. I didn't need him to. I can dislike the act as much as I dislike an apology that's unnecessary. I just feel like in society today, all we do is apologize. People are constantly aggrieved or constantly asking for apologies. And it's like, dude, that happened 4 days ago. I don't even think about it, Rico.
Yeah, I think everybody moved on. Apologizing only brings it back up.
If Brian Branch had hauled off and beaten an elderly woman with her oxygen tank, okay, yes, an apology's in order. No, I'm saying
a lot of things are in order.
You get my point. I mean, there's thwap. It's like, okay, we're gonna hold
Ma'am,
on.
You okay?
Mildred's dead. We may need an apology. Let's go to
Brian,
let's go
just
to Craig.
Kill somebody.
Apology is needed. Craig, 97.1. What's up, man?
Oh, not much. Just a happy drive home after work. You know, I'm hearing this conversation and the apology, but in my opinion, I don't think the birds that were flying were for the fans. I honestly think it was towards the NFL. I mean, how often does a guy get taken out of a game because of a hit? I mean, come on.
It was terrible.
And basically he's telling the NFL, we're Detroit. This isn't stopping us. I'm sorry that we're not San Fran. We're not KC. We're not, you know, the people that really are the visuals of the NFL. I honestly think that was towards the NFL.
It's interesting.
I really do.
I have not thought about that, but that is very interesting. And you know what? Look, I made my opinion known Monday. It got lost in the shuffle because we were talking about the trade deadline and the win. I thought it was a disgrace the way they tossed him out of the game. It's a 15-yard penalty. That's it. You cannot, I mean, all I'll comp it to is this. I don't have to agree with the decision-making of officiating, but the minimum you owe is transparency. When you are doing things in these expedited reviews, or you got a call from Marlon Brando, or even worse, like I've seen in the college game, calls during commercial breaks, and you haven't even sat down again, and you're like, wait, what were you doing while you were playing political ads? Like, that was ridiculous, Rico. Mm-hmm. If that was his second personal foul of the game, you toss him. Mm-hmm. But come on, man. It was a tough hit. Don't do it again. Here's 15 yards. Keep it moving. To throw him out from some call from the Dean Blandino party bus with a martini fountain. Come on.
Yeah, but the second it happened, Mike, I was like, wow, because the NFL is trying to, we care about the player and you can't do, it was helmet to helmet. I told you, I was more shocked. He was still in the game, like, huh,
wow. Okay, hold on. Gentlemen, can I offer you something? I am reading an article currently. I need you two. Now, this is great. I get to sit back and do nothing. You two are going to legislate this. Are you ready? Mm-hmm. Did you see what Wink Martindale had to say today?
I think I did, yeah.
I saw he was talking, and I saw a lot of people were upset.
Asked Wink if Wink Martindale could see himself coaching in college for the long haul. Quote, I'm glad I'm here. I love the players we have, and it's a lot better than being in some places that are 2-7. Close quote.
Yeah, I did see that.
One problem there, Mr. Cackleford. You're 4-4.
Shots fired.
I'm just saying, not quite the flex you're hoping for. Yes, you dumped on the G-Man and your relationship with Dayball, but like, are you sure that's a flex?
He's acting.
Your team sucks and your fan base hates you.
He's acting like we're on the verge of making the playoff again.
That's all. Now listen, that's all I'm saying. Why does everything in society today have to be a gotcha or a flex? Why can no one act normal? Like if you're Wink, hey, could you see yourself coaching here for the long haul? You know what? Yeah, for a long time, I coached in the NFL. It's a chance to teach players. Yep. And I love deli sandwiches. Yeah, that's a good spot.
Yeah.
Why does everything have to be catty?
Because I think he hears the rumors that people don't like him. But you're right. You know what? I'm going to use my NFL experience.
Oh, we don't like him. It's not a rumor. We don't.
Right.
Like
I want to use my NFL experience to help out these young men and get them prepared for the league. So, yes, I would like to do this for as long as Michigan would like to have me around. There's your answer.
Just in case he didn't hear it, I don't like you, Wink. I don't like what you're doing. I don't. Okay. It's not a rumor.
But it's
once
you know
again.
What? Hey, the Giants fired me. Ha! Look at me. I have a better record than you guys. Ha ha! You suck.
Stunning.
All right, David. Before we turn this over to Woljo and Rigger, you don't have a drive of the day or nothing like that.
Oh,
no
drive of the week.
All right, so here we go. We got David over here, and David had drive of the day. And last week, I just need John King. This is why I live for the election. I only watch him. I don't go from place to place. He is the master of it, David. He doesn't have an opinion. He just does deep dive into counties until he said, Wayne County, could you please just count the votes.
It was hilarious.
Once in your life.
It was hilarious watching him last night. And yeah, when he got to Michigan and he was talking about Wayne County and he would say, yeah, when I was traveling the country and, you know, Dearborn is right north and west of, I'm like, okay, so he's trying to act like he actually knows where these places are compared to Detroit. This is hilarious.
But when he was like, yeah, I've done this for 10 years and Wayne County's always dead last every year. That's an embarrassment. Can you please fix that? Just seriously, can you fix that?
I don't understand why they can't fix it. I don't get it. I really don't understand it.
You know what the funny other thing is, and I guess they have other things. Man, I would be so upset if I was Nevada and Arizona because you're still counting and it's like the party's over. You showed up with like something to eat and it's like, yeah, everybody's gone home now. We're good. But thanks. The owner of the house comes down in a robe. What? Hey, man, it's 4:00. Everybody went home.
Yeah, I don't understand.
All right, couple ticket texts.
No apology needed from Branch. I was just fine with what he did. Okay. I think the apology is to avoid additional punishment. I think he was actually flipping off the refs in New York, and by putting it on the fans, he avoids punitive actions.
I can see that. My thing is this. I understand you want the villain, you want to be the bad. But here's what comes with being the villain, okay? You don't get to have it both ways. When refs start, think of it like this. In basketball, NBA, Draymond Green is the villain. Draymond Green doesn't get the benefit of the doubt on calls. He does something, he gets a foul, he gets a tech because of his reputation. You don't want that reputation. Yeah, it looks cool because Brad Holmes had on a T-shirt. And look, you don't want to beat that team because you don't want that penalty to come back and hurt you. And for Branch, you won the game. David, you're a leader of this team. Don't cost your team 15 yards. Now, the apology, okay, fine. Just don't put yourself in that situation. That's how I see it. Go ahead. One more.
Maybe Branch feels he failed his personal values, or his mom or somebody in his church told him he should apologize. He doesn't need your approval to apologize. You're right. He doesn't. But
I mean, it depends on which church he goes to.
Hey, hey, hey. This is my opinion and my opinion only.
What are you talking about? Kenny, did I say that out loud? I'm just saying, you know.
The views expressed on this station do not represent Greater Life Apostolic Church.
Just saying. Just.
The apology is for him.
Turn the other cheek? No.
No?
F that.
Turn it. Well, I was. Oh, man. Yeah, the apology was for him stating that he was flipping off the crowd and not the referees. Regarding NIL, we talked about earlier. Someone says, going to have to change how things are done. 60-man football rosters with higher quality players over quantity. That way you aren't paying 85, you're paying just 60 kids.
No, I think what people have to realize is everybody's going to want to get that star recruit. If I'm a coach, I'd rather pay the transfer more money because I know what I'm getting. And I would even work out a contract with the kid and says, hey, I'll pay you this. Now, if you take off your freshman year, kind of like a contract, I'll bump you up to this. But what's going to happen is you're going to pay star recruit $1 million and star recruit's going to come in and not make the cut. Star recruit is going to end up on the bench and you're on the hook for that guy for $1.5 million. So be careful going after high school recruits, especially quarterbacks. Think of how many top 10 five-star quarterbacks every year that do nothing. I'm going to give you, it's about 8.5 out of every 10 quarterbacks end up failures. So you better cross your fingers and hope that you get that one. Gentlemen.
Who was the half a quarterback?
Rico.
That would be Orgy. He only runs.
Okay, that's half a quarterback. You got that
works,
that right.
Actually. Nicely done.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
So we asked a question earlier, and if you missed it, Odyssey Rewind. How late did you stay up? And did it feel like a game where you're going back and forth waiting for that first team to turn the ball over? And, you know, because for me, John King is the only reason why I watch the election.
He's very good. Now, I think he's better than the MSNBC.
He's 10 times better.
I think but Kornacki gets all the love.
You want to know why? Because Kornacki is like a clown. He's like, oh, look at me. King is just like, I don't care.
Yeah.
And King is way more knowledgeable, I think.
Right. Every county he could say, and you know what?
I was just in Michigan like 2 days ago.
You know what? I met with that city council member. You know who's the city council? It's 9 of them. And it's like, yeah, I ate at that restaurant. Like, wow.
King versus Kornacki. Let's break it down, baby.
All right, so how late did you stay up?
I you know what? I realized that I thought it was going to be a close race. I'm like, oh, this is a blowout. Yeah, about 11:30, I tapped out.
Yeah, I stayed up a little bit later, but they kept coming back and saying, well, just remember, there's been no surprise flip yet. But there were surprises that were on
their
way.
All of a sudden, Pennsylvania and Michigan.
It was bad.
I was just like, all right, I'm done.
Speaking of King, he said a couple times, he's like, well, listen, it's unlikely but not over for Harris. As soon as he said that, I'm like, and then he's like, well, it's extremely unlikely now. So right. You knew it was over.
Because, I wasn't about to stay up to 4 o'clock in the morning waiting for trouble with the snap.
I waited.
That's pretty much what had to happen.
Oh, come on. I waited. I wanted to see what Trump said.
No, seriously. It would have had to be like a trouble with the snap situation.
Oh, you're right. Yeah,
pretty much.
No,
yeah.
Yeah, I waited because, and listen, kudos to all the cable networks because they got me hooked early. Like at 1 a.m., maybe even 12:30, Trump is going to speak. So I'm like, I got to see this.
Nah, bro.
I was up way too late.
At that point, I tapped out. 2.5, man. I'm going to sleep.
Oh, really? Well, we do have
the TV show?
What's that?
The TV show? 2.5 Men?
That's what he meant, yeah. Yeah. I think so. Rieger, try to keep up, please.
Don't. Just
but
don't.
Move on, Jeff. This is my vow going forward, right? You know, I'm a proud American, right? I am going to turn down the noise a bit. And the noise will get turned down automatically with no more election in the immediate future. But just the noise in general and about everything. And because it ultimately becomes who yells loudest. And you don't, and you can't count. Nobody knows if the polls are accurate or not. So you don't know which way the country's really leaning. And you don't know if you're refuting other people because you don't know what they're really thinking because the polls aren't accurate. So I'm just tuning out. I'm out for a while, like a week. and then I'll be back. Is that okay?
Watch a couple good stories.
I feel like
drink some gin.
I feel like I'm morphing into Valeni. I'm out. No politics. Out. I'm out.
Anymore. Yeah.
I'm out. Done with it.
I think we're done with politics for
4 years.
Probably a couple months. Until January 20th, and then politics will be back, and then
four
it's gone.
4 years. No. I misspoke. I'm done with politics for 4 years.
You still? Oh, you gotta,
I don't need to watch CNN or Fox for another 4 years.
You got to vote on the Wayne County election. Board of Education.
We got a governor's race soon.
Yeah. We'll get into more important things like sports and a little bit of JMO talk with a twist.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.